This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But yeah, I'm coming in full participant. A normal spring in terms of like last year when I showed up, I couldn't do anything. So from then to now, like I'm able to put on a pair of pants, a jersey, and do the whole thing. So like that's important to me, and we'll see where this journey takes me. And just I'm looking forward to Friday and then to see what's going to come in the next few months. So, but yeah, I'm doing good. And I'm not hurt. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show on this snowy Milwaukee morning. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch and Ellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. Jake Stern will be joining the show at 10:30 a.m. And of course, as you just heard a moment ago, coming up in March 1st is an event you surely will want to attend. Mason and his wife, Molly Crosby, who is a cancer survivor, will be awarded the prestigious Award of Excellence from the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. If you'd like to be a part of that black tie event, simply go to LombardiFoundation.org. Going to be an absolutely amazing night, so make sure to check that out. Right now, we are being joined by the one and only John Egan, the Brewers Raptor himself. You can find him on Reviewing the Brew, Brewer Fanatic. You can find him on social media at Brewers Raptor. John, it is great to be chatting with you. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. A little piece of my soul is happy again because pitchers and catchers are back. I always forget how much I miss it until that day comes again.
It is a pretty special time of year. You just hear the crack of the mitts, you know, from the fastballs again, and it just it feels like all things are right in the world. One of the things I need to do is to get down to Arizona. I'm assuming you've been down to Arizona, but I don't want to assume. Have you been down there ever for a spring training?
No, I have not. Again, it's okay. One of those, I think, bucket list things that you always want to, and then it just never comes together, and it just has to be that right time. But yeah,
should we go?
Actually. Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's
just all right, let the powers that be know that I'm going to be taking off for a little bit. I'm going to be down in Arizona watching some Brewers baseball. No, it's a phenomenal time of year. And we obviously got some kind of good news from Brandon Woodruff yesterday. There had been some news making the rounds that maybe he had a setback or wasn't feeling the best. But as we just kind of heard, he made his injury status known. What do you kind of expect out of Brandon Woodruff? And now that we kind of heard from him yesterday.
That was definitely a great sign that he seems like he's good to go and he's feeling good. I've also already seen people where they're projecting the roster where there's also a chance he could be on the 60-day, which I think it's just maybe temper expectations, but that seems like a very good sign that he felt good and that he's a full participant. And, you know, it would be really nice if he was on the roster and at least, you know, maybe trying to start the second week, third week, and just trying to get in the groove and be with the team. But, you know, there is a chance, but that was very optimistic.
Regardless of when he comes back, like whether it's, again, you know, a couple weeks into the season or even if it's a couple months into the season, what do you sort of expect from Woodruff? Like, he's obviously going to be on a pitch count probably for a while, you would expect at least. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not an easy transition getting back to after being off for so long. But do you still expect him to be able to be a potential key member of this team, or is it just kind of like a wait and see, depending on how he comes back and how his body responds?
I mean, yeah, the expectation is that he's still one of our top three pitchers. I mean, yeah, like you said, it's going to be shorter starts. I'm sure they'll have somebody like they signed Taylor Alexander, someone to piggyback off him for his first couple starts. But I think the expectation is hopefully, you know, after the stretch that he is one of those guys you can count on again and, you know, fingers crossed, knock on wood, that sort of thing. And, you know, we can get the patented Brewers. Well, bringing him back is our trade deadline acquisition. So that's a very big possibility with Robert Gasser as well. So
there's nothing I love more than getting your own guys back as your huge trade deadline acquisitions while everyone else is trading for yep. All-stars. And you're just like, you know what? We got a couple guys back, and that's all you want in life. We're being joined by John Egan, the Brewer Raptor, Reviewing the Brew, Brewer Fanatic. Again, follow him on social media, at Brewers Raptor. All right, Brewers did not completely sit quietly yesterday. Now, there were some pretty major moves that took place through the course of Major League Baseball yesterday. One of them was not the Brewers picking up Tyler Alexander, but they did do that nonetheless. Less your thoughts on them picking up Tyler Alexander yesterday?
It's just another now to the point for Brewer fans, if anything, if you see them sign a random pitcher, don't care about the ERA because the Brewers pitching lab will be fine. Is that where we have to be? Is that everybody we pick up, there's so many memes now about our pitching lab that you should just trust that process. And on paper, yeah, he's a 5 ERA, but you know, he's a journeyman guy, and, you know, he's going to do stuff for our team. And that's what you have to believe. Until they prove us wrong, just be excited about these little guys that they sign that will end up contributing because it's, you know, they got Cortez in the trade, and that was kind of like their big signing. They brought their other guys back. So, you know, it's just one of those things, too. It's not sexy, quote-unquote, but it's something that can still be useful for them.
It could be useful, too, because we also got some bad news yesterday. DL Hall and his lat injury is going to probably keep him out for a little while. Was that surprising? How devastating is that? Like, where do you come down on the DL Hall injury?
Yeah, I was starting to get worried because he was hurt last year, but then I actually did a dive, and he actually doesn't really have an injury history. So I think it is just another bad luck thing. And then I was talking with other folks that I feel like it's this funny thing that there has to be from former players someday, some kind of documentary about how these guys show up to camp and are all of a sudden injured. Like it happened with Devin Williams last year, too, with his back, where they're just like, no, we don't hear anything for 5 or 6 months. And then all of a sudden, oh, I got this nagging arm thing. Sorry, I'm out for months. You're like, wait, what happened? We're like, you were fine. Like, do you not see a doctor until you show up for that pending physical and then everything's found out?
Yeah, no, we've seen sort of things like that happen in the past, right? And hopefully DL Hall can get back and play some really good baseball and be one of these key players for the Brewers. You brought up Devin Williams. That closer role is one of the more interesting ones. Who do you see closing for this Brewers team?
I think it's McGill, unless he loses the spot. I mean, he was just so clutch last year and such a big surprise. And those innings, especially in those playoff games where Murphy brought him in the fifth, and he brought so much energy to that team and to the way he pitched with that, you know, just that passion and that insane thing. Like, I'm very excited to see what he can do this year. And if not, they've got a couple other guys coming up. Uribe should be back this year, and hopefully he's healthy. Also, Craig Yoho is, I think, somebody to watch out for. I know he's young and he hasn't debuted yet, but I think he's going to be something special for this team as well.
That's exciting. We're being joined by John Egan, the Brewers Raptor, reviewing the Brewer Fanatic. You can find him on social media at the Brewers Raptor. Really like McGill. I think he's ready for that that spotlight and being that closer. And it just always feels like your point before with the pitching lab. And whenever they just bring the next guy up, it just feels like they're ready to go. And it's going to be the same thing as it was prior. I'm hoping that's the same case again this year. As we look at this potential opening day lineup eventually and what this, just in general, not even opening day, but just the lineup looks like, what are you sort of expecting and how do these pieces kind of fit together as we go into the 2025 campaign?
I think it's a lot of just hoping that everyone takes that next step. I think what they want is the law of averages, is that these guys are all going to basically improve and hopefully not take a huge step back. Cause I think they're going to rely a lot more on, you know, Churio. You're hoping Yelich is that leader again, that he can, you know, produce after the back injury, that Contreras can keep that from last year, the momentum he had, and then obviously hoping that, you know, Terang takes the next step. Mitchell looked great. As long as he can stay healthy, he's going to be a top player for this team. Ortiz in a sophomore year, hopefully he, you know, he's used to that full season of work and being a starter. And so you just hope for the best is what the point is. But we also have a group where if you look at other fan bases, a lot of baseball fans like this team because we are a lot of young, fun players who keep winning. With all the odds against them. I mean, we're still not projected to win the Central. We still have our win total lowered from last year. And so it's just one of those things where we're, again, an underdog, but also one of the most fun young teams in baseball. So it is, as much as it stinks that we never have that big player or that big signing, we're still a very fun team when it comes to watching these games day in and day out.
Very fun, young, exciting, great defense, tons of speed, and it's a team that's continuing to grow. And again, you would, yes, love to see this big transaction or a big-time player come to Milwaukee, something like that. But maybe there will be a trade deadline move or something like that this year to maybe get them over the top. We can always dream and wish, right? What sort of roster? Actually, before I get to the roster battles, what I want to talk to you about, you did bring up Garrett Mitchell. I don't know if you saw this from Eric Cross. You can find him at Eric Cross MLB. He said, only three hitters had a bat speed of greater than 75 miles per hour with a minimum of 200 swings and a sprint speed in the 90th percentile or higher. Those three players, Ellie De La Cruz, Julio Rodriguez, and Garrett Mitchell. Obviously, former first-round pick. He's got all the tools in the world. Hasn't been able to consistently stay healthy, but when he has been healthy, he has shown that he can be a potential big-time player for Milwaukee. If he can stay healthy through the course of the season, what kind of year can we kind of project for him moving forward?
I mean, the sky is honestly the limit. Like, I was pretty bold. I was talking to people last night. I think it could be a top 20 outfielder, honestly. Yeah. I mean, he had that moment in game two. Every time he rejoins that roster, whenever he's injured, it's like things just happen. You know, he's there and he's making an impact. Like, there's something always happening when he's there. You know, I feel like Frelick was elevated last year. And that's the thing. A lot of that playoffs was those young guys actually making plays, where our veterans were the ones who kind of didn't show up. I mean, Ortiz was 0-for-10. I was a little concerned about that. But again, first full year in the bigs, he probably was exhausted. A lot of pressure for a rookie season. But our young guys were the ones making plays and hitting those home runs and doing those things. So, yeah, I'm very excited. I've always been a Mitchell fan, and I just want to see a full season out of him. That would be huge.
That would be splendid. I would like to see a full season out of everyone. If we could make that happen, that would be very, very nice.
No injuries.
Turn injuries off this year. What roster battles should we be watching for as we get into spring training? What spots are kind of up for grabs, and any interesting names that we should kind of be keeping an eye on?
Yeah, I think third base is the biggest thing and the biggest hole right now, because I'm almost convinced Ortiz is going to play shortstop. I think that's just a given. I think they just don't know what they're going to do. And from the interviews, I feel like Pat Murphy almost feels like he's still waiting for that signing or that veteran or that infielder that they're going to still bring in, because there's still so many guys. I mean, some good, some average, that they probably don't need because they have all those young guys and that talent coming up. But third base is going to be interesting, because you're going to have Durbin could get some spots there that they picked up from New York. They've got Oliver Dunn, which apparently was another great tweet. I forgot who posted it. But the fact that Oliver Dunn basically skipped AAA and was like thrown into the majors, and that he didn't do well, but his swings were getting a lot better at his contact rate, and his hitting percentage really did well near the end of the year in AAA last year. So if he plays well, that would be great. So Tyler Black also could fit in there. And then, you know, you have Monasterio as well. So that's probably the big thing, is finding your third baseman, and you need someone to stick there and play good defense. Because, you know, if you've got Hoskins, Terang, Ortiz, and then whatever at third, teams are just going to start exploiting that. And the Brewers are built on speed, defense, and scoring runs. And so, you know, that's the biggest thing, in my opinion.
We were talking to the Brewers Raptor. You can find him appropriately named on social media at Brewers Raptor. Of course, John Egan reviewing the Brew and Brewer Fanatic. All right, you mentioned it, that maybe they're waiting for that one more move to be made. I'm becoming less and less, not enthused, but just like, I don't think it's as likely anymore at this point. But if the Milwaukee Brewers were to make maybe another move to add something to this team, is there anyone even still out there? Is there anyone that's piqued your interest? Is there anyone that you'd like to see them add at this point as we get, again, you know, basically pitchers and catchers reporting and into the thick of spring training?
Yeah, and I was supposed to say people that like used to be on our team. I always look at like the free agent list. You can go by position, which is actually a fun breakdown on MLB. And I was just looking at it now, and you're just kind of like, there's some infielders. I mean, they could bring in like a JD Martinez to help, you know, have that Gary Sanchez DH spot again. I've seen Paul DeJong, but I'm not a huge fan of him. I think like someone like Mark Canha, to bring him back would be awesome, because he really can play every position. I mean, he plays outfield, he's DH, he's first base. I think he's just one of those guys that everyone liked. He's a solid hitter. He's got good career numbers, a good clubhouse guy. And it's just one of those things that as we get closer to the season, that number just keeps on dropping that they need to sign them for. As sad as that sounds, they can do that. And, who knows? I mean, as much as they didn't work out, McCutcheon signing was late for the Brewers. The Jack Lee Bradley Jr. was late. Obviously, they didn't have good years with us, but that's something that could still happen. But yeah, you're right. I don't see it happening, but it's still something they could surprise us with as camp starts.
So what you're saying is maybe they shouldn't make a late addition, since it's not maybe worked out the best in the past.
Yeah, unless you got a guy who fits into that mold or you think is actually going to do something. But yeah, not just to sign someone. I mean, that's kind of gone out the window now with a very bizarre offseason. MLB offseasons are getting so weird, where you'll see one major signing, then nothing for 2 months, where it used to be all right away. Like before Christmas, you knew who was on your team, and it's so different now.
Let me ask you about that just really quick. Obviously, I'm a huge Packers guy. I follow the Bucks and the Brewers, and I love talking about both of them, of course. But it is really weird, as somebody a little bit more on the periphery, you know, than what I am with basketball, and certainly with football. What is happening with that, and the fact that in basketball, in the NFL, you don't even get open like the actual free agency open. It's just the tampering period, and everyone's signing, and there's all of these transactions for like a couple weeks, and they continue continue to trickle in, and it's this really exciting period. Same thing, and although NBA free agency is becoming less because there's just less and less free agents that are available, and everyone just kind of signs with their team, and then there's trades and whatnot. But you have these two totally different free agencies, and then in baseball, it's just like, yep, Juan Soto signed, and then you don't hear anything for like 2 months.
Yeah, I don't know, and I'm just going to be, with no evidence, I'm just going to blame Scott Boras, the agent.
Deal.
Him and his ilk have just ruined that free agency parity because they just, I don't know, because everyone has to demand everything. Like the disaster with Blake Snell last year with Scott Boras, where he wanted this huge deal and then went for one, and then now he's on the Dodgers, of course, with everyone else in baseball. And so it's just, I don't know, it's just this weird thing where they have to keep demanding more, but these bubbles aren't going to last. Just like, you know, positions in, you could say football. I mean, everybody was about running backs, and all of a sudden that bubble burst, and now running backs aren't really getting paid as much anymore. And I mean, the top guys are. You have Barkley and Jacobs and that sort of thing, but it's not like we're, you know, running backs started holding out, and then every team's like, well, I guess I'll just draft people. And yep. So they're not going to give these giant contracts to these guys. And so it spreads out. It's just that you have such a bigger off season, and I don't know what I prefer, but I'd definitely rather have a huge, fun, exciting month than this spread out random stuff. And because even now with Alex Bregman going to the Red Sox last night, it was a story, but people were just like, okay, well, pitchers and catchers are here. We're done. Like, let's, you know, we're that's what the off season's for, which to get excited about signings and what's going on.
It was what also kind of just makes NFL king is there's always conversations going on at all times. There's always something happening, and it feels like you just don't get that in baseball where there's all this exciting movement that gets you really juiced up. And even the NBA trade deadline, we just saw all these big names move. Just feels like there needs to maybe be a little bit more of that in baseball. But another problem to figure out for another day, I guess. Before we get you out of here, John, besides winning the World Series, what are your expectations for this Brewers team going into 2025?
Just the same. I mean, just they're going to be fun, and as frustrating it is, because I'm on both sides of the fence, where I try to be a very positive fan. I want to stay in there because they have been proving us wrong. And as frustrating as it is to be on basically the smallest market, the TV market especially, and just to know that you're not going to do that, you go to the playoffs, your manager wins manager of the year, your GM wins GM of the year, and then your ownership goes, you were going to spend less. Is a terrible message to send to your fans, and it's not something that helps elevate excitement or brings people to your ballpark. But they're a very good team. They're going to be good, and the fact that people still doubt them makes me laugh. I made a bunch of money on them winning their over total. They're winning the Central, going to the playoffs, and it feels like they're being set up with that again. Now, does the shoe drop because they finally lost Adames and Williams and something happens? Sure. But this team is good, and they're going to be fun to watch. And that's kind of what baseball is about when it comes down to it, is that you want to have fun watching these guys play.
I'm really excited for it. I cannot wait for Brewer season. And now I'm even more excited because of our conversation. John, what do you got coming out and where can we follow all of your incredible work?
Sure. Brewers Raptor is on X and Blue Sky. JohnEaganStuff.com is my website. I do a bunch of stand-up, improv, all type of stuff. If you know where Saukville is in Wisconsin, I am there this Saturday at Shakers. That's in between Milwaukee and Green Bay, about an hour each. So if you know folks there, let them know. Otherwise, yeah, give me a follow. And I love talking sports with anyone about whatever.
All right, we appreciate it a ton. It's a great conversation. We'll definitely have to do it again soon. Sound good, my friend?
Thank you. I appreciate it, sir.
You bet. We'll talk to you again very, very soon. When we come back, we're going to be going to the phones, get those phone calls into the Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line, 414-677-1250. What are your expectations for your Milwaukee Brewers? It is the Packaday Radio Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.